Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We talked about spring finally being here. Maybe Punxsutawney Phil was a little premature. I think we're like 4 weeks instead of six. So I'm crossing my fingers that the fourth winter doesn't come right back.
We need to stay like this. I hate when there's that fluctuation.
It just messes everything up. And with that, I'm assuming butterfly migration has something to do with the weather.
Yes.
I'll let you get into it.
Yeah, so I first want to start by reminding people that we're hosting a program on April 1st at 6:30 at Neosho County Community College. This is going to be focused on all aspects of the monarch butterfly. We're going to talk ecology, biology, all that good stuff. Dr. Christian Baum works at the University of Kansas, and she teaches ecology, evolutionary biology, and has really dedicated her life to pollinators, not just the monarch, but bumblebees and all the things that really make our world look so beautiful this time of year. Monarch Watch is a program that she's also the director of based out of Lawrence. And I know many of you guys have seen the Monarch Ways put up. You can make them in your backyard. You can put them in community gardens. And that's the program that those are run through. So she's really invested in this, not just in our state, but throughout many different programs nationwide. And like I said, we'll discuss biology, ecology, tagging. I think she's going to bring in some samples to show how you tag butterflies. And then the conservation efforts, which is something that I really want to talk about right now to extra encourage you to come to this program so you can hear more about it. I also love like facts, statistics. So of course, I'm going to throw some of those in. I also do think numbers speak louder than words. So let's talk about the butterfly migration and what their populations currently look like. So first of all, it's important to know that in North America, even though the monarch is the same species across the entire country, it is grouped into two populations. And one is the Western migratory population. These butterflies, again, same species as we have here in Kansas, but they all live west of the Rocky Mountains. So mostly California is where you'll find a lot of these butterflies. And in 1980, this migratory population overwintered about 4.5 million monarchs in just coastal California. They go a little farther south to Baja California, which is part of Mexico, but mostly in California. But today that number has dropped to just about 250,000, which is a 95% drop in population in only 45 years. Because of those numbers, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service suggests that there's a 99% chance of extinction by the year 2080, which to us is very far away, but 95% drop in a population of just a butterfly is pretty crazy to think about. You also have the eastern migratory population, which is going to be the butterflies we see mostly here in America. Most of the ones that are in Canada, butterflies are going to go all the way up to about southern Ontario is the farthest north they'll go in the summer. All the way through the coast, the eastern coast, these are all going to go down to central Mexico, where they overwinter the transvolcanic mountain range, specifically the OML fir trees, which are found in these mountain ranges. And when they're down there, they don't really need that much food because they really just need to conserve their energy to make it back up to lay their eggs after they're done overwintering. But they do need water and they do need to have safety in these trees. But because of a lot of habitat change that's happening in these transvolcanic mountain ranges, their habitat and populations have decreased exponentially. Again, with the numbers, in the 1990s, there was around 380 million butterflies in this forest. But now that number is closer to about 76 overwintering each year. And again, that's an 80% drop in just 30 years. Like I said, these overwintering sites, both in Mexico and California, are key because they provide a warm, safe location to prepare for spring breeding. But many of these habitats are not protected, and their degrading is really increasing the butterfly mortality. Another big thing about keep making sure we're conserving the butterfly species isn't just the habitat they have down in Mexico or California, which for us Kansans is so far away. I think sometimes it's hard to not care, but it's hard to invest our time into it because it's in a different country sometimes. But they also need feeding sites before they lay their eggs throughout the United States. And those have definitely declined with the increase of housing and farmland. There's not as many random milkweed plants just spread out throughout the Midwest. So one way you can help with the butterfly path down to Mexico and back up again is by planting milkweed plants in your backyard, in your gardens, in your community gardens, bringing them to schools, and just spreading them out across the state is really important. This plant is what the caterpillars will eat. It's the plant they eat to protect themselves from other predators because it's poisonous to everything else. And they're also beautiful, so you might as well plant them for double benefit. I think it's important to look at some of this migration stuff on a larger international scale, because the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will partner with Mexican authorities as well as Canadian authorities on the Wildlife Without Borders program. And the U.S. Forest Service also has a global program focused on the reforestation with Monarch Model Forest Program. Besides all of those other programming, so many partnerships are made between all three of our countries here in North America to better the land and protect monarchs, both in their overwintering habitats and in their habitats they need throughout the spring and summer, which is where we step in. So although an international effort is being put in, we need to put some effort in too, and I hope you can come to our program again on Tuesday, April 1st at 6:30 at Neo Show to come hear not only what you can do to help, but just to learn about a butterfly that we know as being so iconic and thinking about it since we were children. Bring your families, bring your kids, and come learn about the butterflies with us. Again, Tuesday, April 1st at 6:30, and give me a call at the Extension office if you have any questions.
Sounds like a really good time. You gotta make sure y'all get out there and learn about these butterflies. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.